OK，so 有没有人想先问问题的？
那个，Vincent，
是我帮你问还是你要？
上次那个我提了一个那个问题啊，那个您帮我问啊，我那个英文我也说不出来。
好好，因为我刚本来想要问，可是我不知道这个是你，所以我刚本来想说等你上线，好，我现在可以帮你问。
好的，好的，谢谢
Okay.
啊。
The question is from Da Zhuang, from China. The question is about cheetah. What is cheetah and what's the difference with cheetah and Asaw Adda?
Okay, the best thing to understand is what is now. Otherwise, we talk about the other thing, no matter we call it cheetah or whether it is Jessica or whatever. But when we talk about what is now, it is the beginning of understand that which is really here and now. So, is there anything now?
好，老师说呢，最好的事情呢就是现在。所以，不管我们讨论心啊，或者是心所，或是任何事情，那么我们来看看现在，现在有什么呢？
现
现在，
在有这个眼视，有色尘，有耳视，有这个声音。
There are quite many things like seeing visible object. Hearing and sound.
Okay, they are all around, but no understanding of them. Is that right?
是的，他们一直在出现哦，可是并没有真的了解他们，是不是这样子？
For example, there is seeing now, no understanding of seeing, but there is seeing. So, in order to understand seeing, it has to be understand what appears now, which sees. Is it right? Only that which sees.
比如说，现在有眼视，对不对？但是眼视有真的被了解吗？什么叫做了解眼视？眼视被了解，表示它成为心去经验的对象嘛？因为心一次只经验一个，如果眼视从来没有被心直接去经验，它怎么会被了解呢？
Can the tree see? Can the table see?
树能看吗？桌子能看吗？
But there is
不
seeing.
能。
So seeing is that which experience and knows the object which is seen only, that it has to be just like this which is seen.
所以刚刚大壮的问题，心是什么？比如说眼视是心，那么眼视是什么呢？眼视就是那个可以去看的，就这样而已，它就只能看。
No matter what you call it, like you call it seeing, but what is it? It's the moment of knowing what is there. What appears as it is because of seeing sees it.
所以眼视呢，不管我们给它什么名字哦。不管什么语言、什么名字都没关系，它就是那个现在在看到出现的。
Is seeing real?
眼视是不是真的？
Does it
也
arise?
是真的。
它升起了吗？它会升起吗？
If seeing does not arise at all, can be that which is seen now.
如果眼视没有升起，现在可以有东西被看到吗？
So, not only that which appears at moment of seeing, what about sound? Is the sound?
所以不只是那个出现的色尘，现在有声音吗？
What moment is what we say there is sound? What moment?
当我们说有声音的那一刻是什么时刻？
Only when sound appears. Otherwise, there is no sound if sound does not appear, right?
如果我们要说声有声音，那前提一定是声音要能够出现，被听到嘛？
So, does sound arise?
所以，那这样子声音有没有升起呢？
Can sound know who hears it?
声音可以知道它是被谁听到吗？
So, there are two different realities. One is that which arises to know or to experience whatever is there, no matter it is that which is seen, or sound, or smell, or hardness, or whatever it is.
所以有两种法，一种是去经验的，不管是在看、在听、在闻、在碰触。
There is seeing, hearing, smelling, thinking all day, all the time, from birth to death, but not understanding the truth of what is there, just at the moment when what appears, no matter what it is, which is seen or experienced.
从出生到现在，整天一直都有眼视、耳视等等，以及思考心事等等，但是我们都没有真的了解它。
If seeing does not arise, hearing does not arise, feeling does not arise, can we say that there is thing or I or something now?
如果眼视、耳视、感受等等这些没有升起，我们能够说有一个我或谁或什么东西吗？
So what we call life is just in a moment, only one moment, from moment to moment.
我们所谓的生命，我们称的生命就是一刻的经验而已，一刻一刻。
And if there is no reality which experiences, nothing can appear, no life at all.
如果没有心去经验，没有什么东西可以出现，也不会有生命。
So life is moment of experiences, whatever appears each moment.
所以什么是生命呢？就是每一刻的经验，出现的经验它，被经验的。
And that which arises to see or that which arises to hear are conditioned. It cannot arise by itself or at anyone's will at all.
而且那个升起来去看的，那个升起来去听的，并不是因为谁的意志，而是因为因缘条件。
So only at a moment of seeing there is seeing. Only at moment of hearing there is hearing and sound.
所以当眼视升起的那一刻，生命就是只是掩饰而已，而是也是这样。
And they are gone completely, never to return at all. Just once arises and falls away, only once in samsara.
然后他们就灭去了，不会再回来了。那个刚刚灭去的，在整个轮回中就这么一次而已。
So in reality, what we call life is that which can experience and that which cannot experience. There are two different realities.One arises to experience. It has to experience. No matter that which is seen or that which is heard or that which is smelled, it experiences so that reality which is experienced can appear. Otherwise, they cannot appear at all. That which experiences it.
所以当我们说生命的时候呢，其实就是这两类的法，可以去经验的法跟什么都不知道，然后它会被经验的法。如果那个可以去经验的法，不管是心或心所，从来没有升起去经验的话，就不会有生命的。
So what is there in life is just different moment conditioned to arise and then experience and then fall away, never to return from moment to moment until the end of this life. But it's not the end of reality which is conditioned like now.
所以什么是生命呢？就是这一刻。有明法升起去经验，然后就灭去了。下一刻也是这样子，每一刻都有它的因缘条件，一直到我们所谓的这一世结束。但是法的因缘条件升起，这个还没有结束。
Hearing a moment ago is gone, the end of that hearing. At a moment which it arises, that which can hear, but not the same one which has gone.
嗯哼，刚刚升起的耳是。经验完声音之后就灭了，它不会再回来。它和接下来不同的，去听声音的耳识是不一样的。
If we would agree, we would use the word citta to make it known as that which experience whatever appears.
如果我们都同意的话呢，我们同意这个字citta的话，它就是代表那个去经验的主要的经验的法。
So in the absolute truth, there is no one at all.Only different realities conditioned to arise and perform its function and then completely fallen away, never to return from life to life, from moment to moment.
所以绝对的真相是什么？并没有我，就是这些因缘和合升起的法，升起灭去，一刻接着一刻，一直这样的继续。
The moment of birth is not this moment.The moment of seeing now is not yesterday's moment of seeing, see? Just only once in lifetime and in samsara. So everything which is conditioned arises and falls away, never to return. That's why we call it nothing. Before it's arising, it is not there. But when it arises, it's there for just very short and then gone completely. And this is the impermanency, anicca, dukkha, anatta in Pali terms.
所以呢，出生、结生息的那一刻跟现在这一刻是不一样的。昨天的演示的那一刻跟现在这一刻也不会是一样的。所以没有一个是留下来的，他们升起就灭去了。那个，这就是我们称的无常，它带来了不能满足的苦。
Is there someone? Is there anything permanent? Only a moment succeeded from moment to moment, covered up by the rapidity of the arising and falling away in split seconds. What is left to be known is only the shape and form, and take it for a permanent thing. Because of not understanding the moment of arising and falling away, which is absolute truth. Otherwise, it cannot be like yesterday and today and tomorrow, different ones.
所以既然法升起就灭去了，所以有一个持续的我在吗？或者有一个持续的东西在吗？是没有的。那所以昨天也就过去了。那么刚刚老师讲的我有点忘了是。
So what is taken for people and things are different realities. That's all. Conditioned to arrive to be just there and then gone completely.
我们以为的我或者东西其实就是这些因缘和合的法。我们把它当成是一个人或一个东西。
Is this not true?
难道不是这样吗？
Seeing this moment is not seeing a moment ago.
这一刻的演示跟刚才之前的演示是不会是不同的演示。
And now what sees is gone completely, unknowingly, from moment to moment, succeedingly.
然后现在演示升起也灭了，那一个接着一个就这样子过去了。
This is the truth of the absolute reality. Is no one at all.
这是绝对的真相，只是这些因缘和合的法，并没有人。
Where are you now?
你现在在哪里？
那么我想再请问一下啊，
那这样等一下，老师说现在你在哪里？
我能理解的是，就是说没有一个我，现在只是有法。那么
我先回答，我先翻译你回答的。
我还没有回答完，我主要想讲下面这一句啊，您那个稍微就是说，这个我升起来，它也是在心里的上面的一个功能升起来了。那么我就想问一下，这个功能就是说它不是实相，只是说，但是它确实有这样一个功能，是吗？
你说我升起来了，然后
我有功
能，是不是？
对，就像我看到外面这棵树啊，虽然看眼时只是看到颜色，然后心里面有这个以前的记忆，然后形成了一个树的这样一个概念，但是它确实形成了这样一个概念。那这个应该说，我们怎么样在日常生活中，是不是要保持着这两种啊，同时来保持着这种觉知
？Regarding the question about where are you now, Da Zhuang he said.There are only dhammas, there's no I. But he has the following question.
But if someone asks you, where are you now? What's the answer?
好，老师，其实你那个问题我待会再接着问了。老师还是继续刚刚你在哪里？他说，那如果别人问你的话，你怎么回答？
我在哪里？那么如果作为我现在的理解来讲，那我也会回答，没有一个我。只是法。
I would answer, there is no I, there are only Dharma.
Yes, but the question is not like that in daily life. Someone would ask, where's you, convinced? Where are you now? See, what's the answer?
Okay, 所以老师现在在继续问的其实跟你想要问的是有一些连结的。他说在日常生活中，当有人问你在哪里的时候，你不会真的回答没有我，只有法。好，比如说你家人问你现在在哪里。所以你会怎么回答？其实这个就是回到什么是法，什么是概念呢？大壮，如果有人问你在哪里，家人问你在哪里，你会怎么回答？
对啊，但就是说我没有学法之前，那我肯定就是在哪里就是在哪里。那现在就是说，似乎我认为就是说，家人他也不知道这个事儿，那我肯定还是照以前那样回答吧。
I would answer conventionally, where I am.
So where are you?
好，那所以你在哪里
？Know you, or where are you?
所以没有你，还是你在哪里？其实，好，刚好衔接你的问题。So, actually, he was asking the following question, similar, some related to the John's question. He was wondering, I is a concept or tree is a concept, but it can be thought about. It seems the concept can still have some role.
Without the Paramadhamma, can there be concept?
如果没有究竟法，没有这些法，明法设法，会有概念吗？
对，那就不会有了。
No.
So, when one is asked, where are you? And the answer is, I'm in Bangkok, I'm Taipei, or I'm in China. But how much understanding of the person who answered, this is the point.
所以在日常生活中，当有人问我们在哪里，我在曼谷、台北或中国大陆杭州，那么这样子的回答其实 OK， 只是说重点是在回答那个人到底有多深的了解。
就是他回答的本人吗？还是说对方？
对对对，
就回答的
人，比如说老师回答我在曼谷，跟我回答在我在台北是有不同的了解的意义的。
对对对，懂了。就是自己心里要知道这个究竟法的实相。然后平常生活在概念法的当中啊，就是要保持着这种觉知，就知道这个实相是这么回事。
So we study and reflecting on Dharma, but in daily life we still live in a world of concept, but we try to keep awareness of what is real.
Can we do?
那么关于保持觉知呢，有一个我可以做吗？
应该也是没有，他是一个就是听法听多了之后，他有这样一种认知了，一种潜移默化的认知了。
It's not I who do, it's by listening Dharma again and again there can be changes.
So it's no one at all who can do, right? Nobody can do it.Because actually there are different realities. For example, there is seeing, just seeing, and it's seeing now. But what about the understanding of it? And how can there be the highly developed understanding to experience the arising and falling way in order to understand it? Actually, there is nothing when nothing arises and falls away at all.
我现在想他刚讲的第一句哦。总之呢，老师刚刚的重点就是说，现在的演示哦，它的升起呢，能不能被了解？那它能不能被很高的智慧能够了解这些法呢的快速的生灭？所以在它没有升起之前呢，是什么都没有的。它升起，老师刚之前有讲到，它升起之后呢，是短暂的停留，很短暂，它就灭去了，又什么都没有了。
What is there in the book about citta and cetasika and different cetasikas and the function of this and that are only in the book. But even the understanding of just one reality at a time, has it begun yet?
Hasn't become yet, okay. 所以在书里面呢，不管书里面怎么样记载这些不同的心、种类的心、不同的心所，它们的功能是什么，那都只是书上写的。那么现在呢，现在即使只是有一个法被了解，那也是一个开始。
So it's easy to say that concept is concept. The tree, the grass, the chairs are concepts. But in order to know that it's not real, so what is nature? And who knows that? Seeing just sees, seeing cannot understand that. But from hearing the right words aboutWhat is true at this moment, whenever something appears, it means that there must be a reality which experiences it. So it can appear, but not as it is, because it's gone completely. That is not known. So how can one understand the distinction between the previous one, the present one, and the future which is now present? See, very fast, so very rapidly.And that can be known. Otherwise, it's only the idea thinking that, oh, it's not me, it's not the tree, it's only that which is seen. But to be truthful, right now, what is seen? No one can say that it's just that which is seen. Because there is the memory of the nimitta, which is concept of reality. So if there is no understanding of reality, that without it, there cannot be anything which appears now as it is. It cannot eliminate the idea of something that even nothing arises and appears at all. Just wake up. Nothing appear yet. But what is that which is there?
Okay. 老师这边讲的很长一段，基本上可以分成两大个主题哦。第一个是我们可以很轻松很简单的说，概念就是概念，然后法就是法，可是我们真的了解它吗？这个区别还是在于智慧的高低的程度哦。那么比如说现在谁可以说真的只是色尘被看到呢？谁真的体验到这件事情呢？还是我们看出去其实就是有个人有个东西在那里？那么直到智慧建立到内观智很高的阶段，在第四第五之后呢，你可以真的当智慧可以真的看到法的生灭的时候，那个时候就会了解什么叫做nimitta 这个字。这个字其实就是所谓你可以把它想成是影子，就是像空中有一个鸟飞过去，地上就马上有一个影子。那么在那样子的智慧的理解的状态下，就会了解什么叫做什么都没有，只是留下了，只是法一过一升起就灭了，就是留下这些影子，这些影子被想起来了，所以才会具有这些概念。
这个是不是也意味着就是说要到真正的那种解脱啊，那么就像佛陀那种究竟涅槃的话，他是不是一定要经历那样一种真正的见法的那种就是智慧啊，或者是说一定要这个好像是有点那种类似于神通的概念的，是不是要达到这种程度，还是说我只是相信了就行了？
So the question is, does that mean for liberation, do we all go through the development of the banya, be able to see the arising and falling away of the Dharma? This sounds like a super normal power to be able to see the arising and passing away of Dharma.
But what is right understanding of this moment? Is it supernatural, or it is that which can be known from hearing and considering very natural?
好，老师用 right understanding 其实就是正见哦，正见的智慧。那老师说，那这一刻呢，有没有正见的智慧呢？如果有的时候，它是一个超能力吗？还是它是可以被了解的
？What kind of supernatural power that can know?
好，那什么样的超能力可以了解呢
？So only there is a reality appearing now, but what is the truth of it? There are two different.Realities. One is that which sees, it experiences that which is seen. So that which is seen cannot see, cannot do anything. But that which sees it is a moment conditioned to arise just to see. Only seeing, it cannot do other thing at all.
所以关于超能力呢，现在有法在出现，但是它可以真的被了解吗？还是在强调我们讲的演示呢？就是那个可以去经验的法，色尘就是被经验的，这个可能听很多次，但是它的重要性其实是会被低估的，因为这两个的清楚的分别其实是内观智的第一阶段的开始。
So the truth is that there is a reality which experiences, it arises just to experience, that's all. No one can do anything, no one can stop its arising.
所以关于演示的真相是什么呢？他就是升起了，因为调整，他就去看了，就灭去了。没有人可以要他升起，没有人要他可以要他留下来。
So study Dharma from whatever appears is the best thing.
所以了解研读佛法，现在在出现的是什么是最好的。
No matter how much we talk about seeing and other things, but no understanding of seeing now is useless.
不管我们谈论多少。眼识耳识或任何书本的法的知识，如果不了解现在正在出现的法，那是完全没有用的。
So even we didn't call it seeing, but that which arises, so it's there to see only.
我们可以不用叫它一个名字，但是它就是那个升起来去经验去看的。
Later on, Buddha will teach us to understand what conditioned each reality which appears. Otherwise, They cannot arise without conditions.
然后佛陀也教导我们，这些法一定有它的条件才会升起，否则它不会升起去经验。这个是内观智的第二阶段。
For example, there must be the eye. We call it the eye base. It cannot experience anything, but it can be that which the whatever appears now impinges on it. But there's no seeing it. But that condition seeing, and not just that, it needs the faraway conditions, the karma, which is ready to arise and to experience just only that object. See? Sometimes the object is pleasant, and sometimes it doesn't pleasant. What condition the moment to experience the pleasant object and the unpleasant object? No choice.
嗯哼，OK。那么比如说因缘条件对眼识来讲，我们都知道眼根是因缘条件之一，没有眼根呢，眼识就不可能撞击让色尘就不可能撞击眼根让眼识升起。这里老师提到了这是业，那么眼根呢，这个是眼见色是业带来的结果。那么去经验是愉快可喜的或不可喜的色尘呢，这些都是业带来的果报。
While we are talking, seeing sees and sees and sees and sees, no one make it arise at all, just even one moment, but it's there by conditions. That's why we learn to understand whatever appears just one characteristic at a time to really understand that they are different from others.
比如现在我们在讨论佛法，对不对？然后我们是不是有在看，也在看这个，看，看，一直有在看在发生，并没有谁要它升起。那么他可以被了解，他就只是去看的，他是无我的，他跟其他的法是否不同的特色的功能。
So in reality right now there are the reality which experiences and the reality which cannot experience.
所以在强调现在的法有那个可以去经验的以及那个什么都不知道的。
So they are all conditioned arising and falling away so rapidly that it brings about the idea of something permanent all the time because of not directly experience the arising and falling away of each one or each kind because just one is so short that it cannot be directly experienced.
所以当智慧还没有累积到可以真的看到法的生灭之前呢，一定会有一个有什么东西在那里，一个人，一个形状在那里，因为那个灭去之后升起又太快了。所以一定会认为是有持续的。
If there's no reality which experiences, can there be the idea of I see at that moment of seeing, I hear at that moment of hearing? So it's just that which is conditioned to arise and experience. That's all. Different moment.
如果没有法，比如说没有眼识升起去看，如果没有邪见升起去认为有一个我的存在，就不会有这个想法说我在看，我在听了。
So, can we use the word citta now? Because we are talking about citta, which is the chief or the head of experiencing an object. Whenever it arises, it's there. It cannot do anything. It cannot remember. It cannot like or dislike. It can just directly experience that which is there as its object only.
好，那么我们回到最开始的问题，就是心是什么？所以我们现在同意的话，我们就把这个心叫做 citta， 它就是那个去，它就是去经验的那个名法，它不会去记住这个对象，它也不会去喜欢或不喜欢这个对象，它这个 citta 就只是去经验，去知道这个认知这个对象。
And if we just talk about the definition of citta and try to explain, it's not like now, which is there, which sees, which experiences.
如果我们只是从书本去看到这个字哦，什么叫做心，它的定义是什么，那么我们不会真正了解现在呢，现在其实就有，就是那个去经验的，你要把它叫做心，就把它叫做心，叫做 citta。
So there can be more understanding of citta when whatever appears from hearing, there is a beginning of understanding that it's not I or anyone, it's only the entity which can experience and itis now experiencing.
所以我们谈心谈 citta， 如果是在耳根升起的时候呢，是耳识，那么 我们可以逐渐的去了解，并不是我在听，有一个那么在听的是耳饰。
Is seeing a dog, a cat, a lady?
眼饰可以是一只猫、一只狗或一个女士吗？
The answer is the answer whether there is understanding of it or not. Is seeing a snake, a bird, a cat, a crocodile, a fish?
那么眼饰呢？会是一只鸟吗？一个鳄鱼吗？一只鱼吗？
So, is it a dog? Seeing a cat? Seeing or what is it?
所以是狗是眼饰吗？或者是狗在看吗？ 有人要回答眼饰是狗是猫吗？是鱼吗？
Can seeing be a dog, a cat, a snake, a fish? Or seeing cannot be anything, only that which arises to see?
所以眼饰它不能是狗是猫是鱼是鳄鱼等等的，它就只是那个，它一定就是那个伸起来去看的，我们就把它叫做眼饰。
Is there any answer?
好，老师其实还是想听一下，眼饰可以是狗吗？可以是猫吗？有谁要回答吗？
不是。
No, it cannot. Seeing cannot be a dog, a fish, or cat, or crocodile.
So that is the absolute truth of a reality, which does not belong to anyone. It cannot be taken for anything because it's conditioned to arise and then completely gone. Sunyata, anatta, no more, never again. No eye, no dog, no cat. But seeing arises and seeing is seeing only, just for the moment of seeing. And then gone completely. And this is what we call the world, that which arises and falls away, never to return.
这个问题的深意哦，就是这就是法，法的本质究竟法，它不可能是别的东西，它就只是它，不属于任何谁的眼饰，也不会是猫的眼饰、狗的眼饰，它就是一个究竟法，它生起就灭去了，它的生灭本身就是一个世界。
So it's only the world of fantasy, the world of nimitta, the world of thinking, the world of the dream, and what is true is that there is different reality from one to one, and each one is different, and without condition, nothing can arise. So there are different conditions for different reality just to arise and fall away and never to return. That's why it is the Paramada Dhamma of the absolute reality beyond anyone's control. We cannot make it arise, we cannot stop anything which is conditioned to arise. Just that, to understand actually, but what is that? It's not self, it's no one, only different realities, no matter in what world.
这里的重点就是，我们如果不知道究竟实相的世界到底是什么，没有真正经验的时候呢，我们一定是在另外一个世界，在不清醒的世界，在幻想的世界里面，我们没有真的去知道，其实就只是这些究竟法，不同的究竟法有不同的因缘条件在生灭。
This is clear about the reality, the seeing, and we can call it citta, that which experiences an object. No matter what object is there, now it's known, it's experienced by citta. Only citta can experience it.
那么现在大家有清楚什么是眼饰了吗？有真的清楚了吗？就是那个。去看的，那我们可以把它叫做是心，不是我在看。真的知道是眼饰吗？什么是眼饰？有没有清楚呢？有谁觉得清楚，或有谁觉得还不够清楚吗？有没有人要回答？老师问说有没有清楚？眼饰到目前的讨论是清楚的吗？
清楚
，clear。
Okay, from now on, whatever appear, there must be that which experience it.But that is not known. Only that which is experienced can be known. Like now, the tree, the sky, everything. If there is no citta experiencing each of whatever, there cannot be all these things at all. So no self, no one, only different realities.
所以演示呢的意义真的被清楚，这代表什么呢？这代表从现在开始。不管是什么出现的，其实是心在经验它。不管你要叫它眼饰或耳饰或别的名字，那个出现的如果没有心呢， 它是不会出现的，这些树木或什么人东西。所以究竟法，这是究竟法的意义。
May I ask some questions?
Yes, John, please.
What is like? What is this like?
嗯哼，好，老师要问大家个问题哦，就是什么是喜欢，什么是不喜欢，或者是什么是贪爱，什么是嗔恨
？Are they real?
他们是真的吗？
真的。
Yes, they are real.
So from the very beginning, everything which is real is Dhamma.And no matter what Dhamma is there, it has to be one of the two, one that can experience and one which cannot experience. We can call it by name of Nama. Whatever can experience is Nama because it experienced. And that which cannot experience, we call it Rupa. This is the beginning. If there is clear understanding of this, we can go on because we understand this Dhamma.As they are, as different ones.
所以刚刚提到的喜欢不喜欢，它是真的。好，那么如果是真的呢？它们就是法。法刚刚提到可以分为去经验的叫做明法，以及没有办法去经验、什么都不知道的色法。我们不管是哪一个法，一定是属于其中一个。
Is the ear real?
耳朵或者是耳根是真的吗？
不是概念。
耳根呢？Ear, or do you mean ear sense or ear?
The ear, is the ear, is it real?
She said ear is a concept.
No reality.
老师的耳朵其实是指的是耳近色啦。If we are talking about the ear sense, then it's real. But
Everyone has ears, right? What is it? Is it real?
好，老师还是说每个人都耳朵不是吗？那耳朵是不是真的？ I think people are not quite sure about the whole ear or just the ear sense.
Does anyone know the ear, whether there is ear or not?
好，就是不用那么复杂，就是有没有耳朵，是不是有耳朵呢？
有。
Yes, there is ear.
So ear is real, right? Is it a reality?Is it Dhamma?
那它是个法吗？它是实相吗？
跟耳近色的话是实相，它能够帮助耳识之平。
Yes, the Pasada Rupa, they are real.
Is that real? What just appear? Is that real?
What just appear? Okay. 那么刚刚正在出现的是真的吗？
See, this is the beginning of understanding the truth of everything.
这是开始，我们开始去了解。所有事情的真相到底是什么
？Is the sound real?
声音是真的吗？
是。
So, can sound experience anything?
那么声音可以经验吗 ？No.
No.
That's why the understanding of reality of what is the most important from the very beginning to the end. Otherwise, they would be mixed up, and it's something.That's why the sound is not the ear, it's not the hearing.
所以这个一开始的区别其实是很重要的，要一直一直是在的哦，否则都会通混在一起哦。所以声音就不会是耳朵，也不会是耳识。
温先生，
是
那个我记得在那个就是有一篇阿毗达摩的那个你的那个书里面。提到有三种解脱，好像是啊，就是说一个是说无相，一个是无欲，一个是空。那这个现在我们讲的这个应该是属于偏向于哪一种？就是说，
你刚讲应该是涅槃的三个特性吧？
他是说有三种解脱门吧，就是那个意思，好像
我
三种解脱方式，无相，
在那本书里面，
无欲。
你可能要再确认一下，因为在那本书里面并没有讨论三种不同的解脱方式哦，所以我不太确定你现在的
问题。那应该可能是在就是在佛陀的道路里面，反正就是说那几本书里面是提到过，就是说有这种观。
没关系，你那个你现在描述的有点像是那个你聊到空嘛，你描述的比较像是涅槃的。不过先让老师继续那个主题，你那个问题其实我们也可以在礼拜天跟另外两位讨论。The question is not clear, and then so we need to make sure about straight different liberation.
You have to make it clear from the very beginning, so clear that there's no doubt about it before we can go on further. So the very simple question, like, is the ear the ear?
老师现在这里一直在强调的哈，就是怎么样开始真正的建立智慧，去了解真相。一开始什么事情都要非常的清楚的区别，声音、耳朵、耳是现在有耳朵吗？这些我们有没有真正很清楚的区别？有吧？现在都有耳朵有声音，对不对？你们觉得有很清楚是不一样的吗？声音撞击耳近视有很清楚的被区别吗？大家不要误会哦，没有要去捕捉哦，不是要去捕捉法。John, previously someone answered, yes, there is ear, and then there is sound.
Okay, that is ear. Is it your ears?
所以好，有耳朵是你的耳朵吗？有没有谁要回答是你的耳朵吗 ？No.
So, does it arise?
这个耳朵或者是耳根、耳近视有在升起吗？
真是耳近视呢，因为我们是体验不到了，但是。
We cannot experience the ear sense, but we know we can, because there is an experience of sound, we know there is.
We just talk about ear, nothing more than ear. Is the ear?
好，我们就只是讨论耳朵，不讨论其他的。所以我们再确认一次，有没有耳朵。Yes, there is ear.
Even it doesn't appear?
即使这个
就是耳根。
即使这个耳根或耳近视呢，并没有出现，所谓出现就是成为所缘的意思。
And this is very important because we still hold to the idea of it's there, even it's not there, it's gone completely. Like the belief of sound, or as I, sitting, or standing, or going, or walking, it seems that it's there all the time, but actually nothing, only just a different realities arising and falling away by conditions, that's all. This is the beginning to understand anattaness or sunyata. Actually, there is nothing, only which is conditioned to arise and falls away, completely, never again, no more, no self, nothing. Otherwise, there is the idea all the time that it's I, who is now listening and thinking, not only Dhamma, each different one.
所以刚刚那个简单的问题哦，一点都不简单哦。有没有耳朵？我们说有，我们一直以为有耳朵，可事实上，所谓的去听到、去被声音撞击的这个耳近视，并没有出现哦，它并没有成为新去经验的对象。可是我们一直以为有，就好像我们一直以为有个人、有个我在走路、有个我在看、我在听、我在想，事实上是没有的，它并没有出现这个世界。这个法并没有出现哦，它不是成为正念的对象哦。
就是说，在看的时候，那个眼根其实并没有出现在这个世界里，是吧？因为没有被我们经验到嘛。
所谓的出现是指成为先去经验的对象哦，那被正念觉知的就是世界。
对，因为我们看到色尘的时候，只是这个眼根他去经验啊，这个心去经验到了这个色尘，但是并没有来经验这个眼睛本身。
所以这是问题还是？
这是个问题吧，就是说我们六根出六尘的时候，其实我们了解的只是这个心在了解这一切，但是就是说我这个心在经验这个色尘颜色的时候，然后其实我这个心并没有在经验这个眼根嘛，是吧？就是说根本
大壮 want to make sure, like for when there is seeing an visible object, when seeing sees the visible object, so actually the eye sense, the eye base is not experienced. Is that right?
There must be the eye sense for sure, and it's there.Because there are still that which appear, which impinge on it, so that seeing arise, and the other jitta which follows also experience that object, but not see at all. This is quite the detailed, the very fine reality that only Buddha can know about this and taught us to know the truth, which is not easy, but to learn about the truth as the absolute truth that cannot be changed. And this is the way to letting go the idea of self little by little at moment of understanding, not doing anything at all, because it cannot be by someone do, because actually there's no one. That's why each question needs the considering. So very careful to know that whatever appears is real only when it appears. And more than that, from his enlightenment, the Buddha's enlightenment, even what appears as it's there all the time, still it arises and falls away in split seconds, and is replaced by other arising reality, on and on and on and on, until the world seems or looks like the whole real solid world, but actually it's a fracture, just a moment. Otherwise, there cannot be the eradication completely, absolutely, of understanding that actually there are only different realities, no one. Otherwise, there must be samsara on and on.
好，老师这边的比较长的论述哦，它的重点有几个哦。第一个就是眼根一定在那里。对，眼根没有出现，那时候眼是经验的色尘，出现的是色尘，可是眼根一定要在，否则这个事情不会发生嘛。那么在眼识之后呢，有很多其他的心哦，不管是灵受推度确定也好，这是很细节了，这个其实是要很高的智慧，像佛陀他们才能够知道这样子。那么了解这些呢，有一个很重要的事情，就是我们在讨论这些的重点是在慢慢消除我的这个邪见，因为我们一直认为有我，这整个讨论都是在累积正见，要消除邪见哦，在慢慢降低对我的执取。那么后来的第二段的重点呢，其实就是一再的强调这个智慧才能够去了解这些因缘和合生灭的法。
So the teachings of the Buddha doesn't lead to experience whatever is realwith ignorance or not understanding anything of this moment at all. Because only moment of understanding can just wearing away or eliminating the depth of the idea of self or something all the time from life to life down under the ocean deeply.
那么佛陀教导呢，当然不是无明可以了解的。那么智慧可以，只有智慧可以去了解佛陀的教导。那么每当智慧升起的时候呢，当然也只是一点一滴的累积，逐渐的去消除这些所谓的不善的，不管是贪嗔痴或邪见。但是我们其实这些不善的就像一个深深的大海哦，是非常巨大的。
So for me, I think that it's useless just to know a lot of book of work, but not understanding the truth, which is now little by little and firmer to know that actually there's nothing, because what is conditioned to arise just arise and then fall again.
所以老师说呢，老师说对我来讲呢，读很多书上的东西一点用没有什么太大的用处哦。如果我们都不会知道现在，都不能够了解现在出现的法，能够逐步的坚定的去了解他们，我们真的知道其实什么都没有，这些法升起就灭了。
No hurry to understand from book at all, but understanding what is there right now, this is the beginning from considering the priyati very carefully to be conditioned for right awareness of just an object whichIs only one at a time, different one.
不急着去了解一堆书本里的知识哦。现在呢？现在有什么？那么现在有什么？这个逐步的了解，坚定的了解，它并不是属于谁的这件事情，才有办法成为正念。正念才有它升起的因缘条件哦。
For example, seeing cannot be the moment before seeing. It cannot be the next moment.When it has fallen away, seeing just arise to see, and the citta before seeing does not perform the function of seeing, and that which arises after seeing cannot see. See, so very fast, with the idea of thinking all the time about that which appears with memory of nimitta as something, make it known as something permanent. This is from life to life, from eons and eons. So only right understanding, which is slowly developed, but firmer and firmer to know that actually there's no one. So it's quite a relief from having the idea of I all the time in this life and other life, because actually there's no one, only that which arises and falls away, and never be the same person at all after this. Mm-hmm. From one life to another life, no one.
所以当眼识升起的时候呢，眼识不会是眼识之前那个心，眼识之前那个心或眼识之后那个心都不是眼识，他们都不是去看的。那么，所以眼识就只能是眼识，每个究竟法就只能是它，不会是别的。然后这个的了解呢，因为心的生灭太快了，所以刚刚提过的尼米塔这个影子呢，它留下影子被记起来了，然后这些不同的影子组合成不同的形状形体，各种的记忆故事，所以才有这些我你他这个幻象的世界。那事实上不管是哪一世，这一世前一世下一世，都其实都没有我的存在。真正的了解这件事情，其实是会从我存在的这个捆绑中释放出来。
So what is right? Know me or there is me.
所以什么是正确的呢？有我还是没有我？
这个没有我，没有我是正确的。
There's no I, that's the right.
From the very beginning, from today, and each moment, when there can be the understanding of that which appears, a little more.
所以这个证件呢，我是不存在的，从一开始就要有，对不对？从一开始就要去了解这件事情。
By conditions only, otherwise it's wrong way.
要了解这些法都是他的因缘条件才会升起，如果不了解这件事情，就是错误的道路。
So now what is there? Only that which experience and that which cannot experience from moment to moment, that's all.
所以现在有什么呢？有那个可以去经验的，以及那个什么都不知道，或者是也被经验的。
And that which experience is the chief of experience. By this word, it means that there are other reality arising with it.But it's not the chief of experience.
当我们说心是那个主要的去经验的法的时候，其实我们也是在讲，除了心以外，一定还有别的法吗？
It cannot be known at all if Buddha didn't teach us. For example, is there any feeling now?
那么其他去经验的，但是不是主要去经验的法呢？就是我们讲的心所。那如果没有佛陀告诉我们，我们是不会知道的。比如说感受，现在呢？现在的感受。
And what is feeling? It's not that it's the chief of experience, but it arises with moment of experiencing each moment.
那么什么是感受？
That which is experienced.
那么什么是感受呢？感受不是那个去主要经验的，就是感受不是心。可是在每一刻的经验里面，感受都是在的。
So sometimes there's like and sometimes there's dislike, see?Different ones, but they are real at moment when it arises by conditions. No self, no one is gone. They are gone completely.
除了感受以外，比如说喜欢的贪爱，或者是不喜欢的嗔恨，他们有时候也会出现，但是他们出现之后就灭了，永远也不会再回来。刚刚灭去的那个不会再回来。
And when there is more understanding of whatever appears, what is heard, it can lessen.The idea of self, little by little, by itself, by understanding only.
智慧呢，正见的累积呢，它会逐渐的、逐渐的放掉对我是存在的这个执取。但是是谁在放？一定也是智慧。但是它是一点一滴慢慢累积的。
So the understanding from the very beginning about reality right now is a very, very important to understand more and better.
所以从一开始就是要了解现在。现在的法，这个是最重要的，才有办法继续累积。
Now we understand the word Dhamma, reality, what is real, and they are different. One can experience, the other cannot experience. So there are two different kinds of reality. that which can experience is nama, tatu. We can use the word tatu, the element which is that which cannot be changed at all. And that which cannot experience is rupa. This is the very beginning, but later there must be more detail.
所以现在的法呢，还是要强调一下，分为明法或者是色法。那另外这些法呢，也可以叫做达土，这是一个巴利文。那通常在讲十八戒的时候是用这个字，但是老实说这是刚开始哦。可是事实上这个也就很重要了。那从这个刚开始，我们再才能继续往下走更细节。
So instead of saying nama dhamma, we can use the word nama tatu, rupa tatu, the same, which means the reality cannot be changed at all. It has to be such as it is. Only that the rupa has to be rupa whenever it arises, no matter how many years ago and many years ahead, or even right now. No one can change the characteristic of that which arises but cannot experience to experience. That's why reality is the absolute reality.
所以不管我们讲 Dharma 法，或者是我们讲 Dhatu， 也可以讲就是明法、色法，或者是 Nama Dhatu 都可以。这里的重点是你不管怎么给它取名字，法就是法，那个去经验的那个都不知道的设法，不管是在几劫之前几劫之后在现在，它是不可能改变它的特质的。这个重点是名词是 不重要的。
And they are now no need to do anything at all because they are there all the time unknown as they are, not self, not anything permanent like it appears as nimitta.
现在就有法很多，可是他们其实并没有被知道，所以我们一直活在这个 nimitta 这个影子的世界里。
No one can make it arise, but there are conditions, different conditions for its arising. This is the beginning. We don't talk about what condition, what yet.
这些法，我们说很多法，它的升起有它的因缘条件。我们刚开始，一开始只要谈这个就好了，还不用谈是哪一个缘，哪几种缘让它升起。
So,let us talk about a little more about the nama tatu or nama dhamma. That which is the chief of experiencing the object is citta, but citta cannot arise alone. It's conditioned by cetasika. The mental factor, which is like passa cetasika, this is Pali term, but even it's there and citta arises to experience, it needs the reality.Which contact that with the object. Otherwise, it cannot experience such object. So it depends on the cetasika, which contacts, whether it contacts sound, or whether it contacts smell, or whether it contacts hardness. So citta can experience it.
好，那么我们来谈多一点明法。明法除了心以外，那么另外的部分是心所。这里有一个重点，我们说这些法是有因缘条件升起的。所以心没有办法单独升起，心需要心所是它的因缘条件，它们一起升起。老师举的例子是 passa 这个触心所，它的功能呢是让去触这个所缘，所以心才有办法去经验这个所缘。不管这个所缘是声音或色尘，没有这个心所的执行的功能，这个心也没有办法去经验。
What is that is remembered when it is experienced.And that which remember is not the citta, which is the chief of experiencing of that object. Because when you use that which is the chief, it cannot do anything. Just experience the characteristic of that which appears, only that. Like the pink, very pale or very strong. Everything has different shades and degrees, and only citta can directly experience it.Without any word, just experience the characteristic which appears as it is. But cetasika, that another reality which conditions citta and arises together with citta, experience the same object is remember or memory. It remembers or marks that which appears as soon as it experiences that together with citta.
老师举另外一个心所当例子，其实就是所谓的记忆心所，或者我们讲的想运。那它的功能呢，它在经验的时候呢，它会去记住，它会去标记这个所缘。那这个记忆这个心所呢，不是心，心不会去记忆，心呢它的功能就是去经验，那个去认知被经验的对象。那老师刚刚讲的，我如果没有听错，好像讲到粉红色，还是我可能或许听错。我举的例子就是说，有不同的食物的味道，你可以辨别就是这个味道或那个味道，那个是心在指导，那么当然是记忆在记忆住这些味道。
So we learn to understand reality in daily life each moment. There is the understanding or knowing or marks what is there, and that is not citta. Citta just experience, but the other chetasika which arises with it marks and remember that which is experience.
Mm-hmm.
That's why you know what it's what.
所以我们在我们要了解哦，就是当经验在发生的时候，心是主要的经验者，它只是去认知而已。至于其他的功能，不管是记忆、接触，有其他的心所，那么他们一起经验同一个对象。
So life is moment of experiencing that which appears with the mental reality, like remember or like or dislike.A pleasant or unpleasant, there are altogether 52 jetasikas accompany citta, which condition citta to be different.
那么心呢，它的功能不管是什么类型的心，它的功能是一样的。但是有所谓的52种不同的心所呢，不管是刚刚提到的触、记忆、感受或者贪爱、嗔恨，这些不同的心所会让这些心有不同的种类。
So there are two different main realities. One is that which cannot experience, the rupa, that which cannot experience at all. Like hardness doesn't know who touched it, for example. And that which experience, but that which experience, which is nama dhamma or nama tattu, there are two different kinds. One is citta, the chief of experiencing, and the other are the mental factors which condition citta to be different.Wholesome, unwholesome, for example.
好，所以我们还是在强调目前出现的法的分类哦。那么不是明法的话，就是色法，比如土元素、软或硬，它被碰的时候，它不知道谁碰它，它不会知道什么。那有一个去碰它、去经验它的，那么所以还是这些不同的心所协助心来经验的时候呢，这些不同的心所善或不善，会造成心有不同的种类。
So today we know that life consists of citta, cetasika, nama dhatu, and rupa, which cannot experience no matter what in a day, no self, no one at all. Only different conditioned reality to be different citta and cetasika and rupa.
所以今天呢，我们学了什么呢？我们学了法，有去经验的不能去经验的色法。那么法又有明法，又有心以及心所，那么最重要的是这些法有它的因缘条件升起，它并不是谁的哦。就像刚老师说，耳朵是你的吗？那个耳镜色也不是你的。
The truth of reality are hidden from time to time so long ago until the enlightenment of the Buddha, who experienced directly the truth of all realities.That's why he taught about the truth of everything for the others to understand reality as no self, no one. That's why we are the follower, the listener, the savaka of the Buddhas, which has to listen carefully, respectfully, and understand the truth little by little.
那么真相其实是一直被藏起来的，好久好久以来一直是藏起来的，一直到佛陀他开悟了。把这个真相告诉了我们，那么我们也就被称为所谓的萨瓦卡，是追随佛法去了解佛法的人。
So listening to anything in daily life without that which can bring about the understanding of this moment is not the teachings of the Buddha.
It's not the teaching of the Buddha. 那老师的意思应该是就是说，所以当没有在了解现在什么是真的。这些不是去了解法的时候，那当然就不是法佛陀的教导了。
And each word represents the absolute truth, which is so very, very subtle, and it's hidden. Only right understanding from hearing and considering begin to understand from the very beginning, the very superficial, what appears as it is, as not as it is, because it appears as permanent, but actually it's not permanent at all.
那么佛陀的话呢，字呢是非常深奥的，意蕴深远的，它代表了究竟实相是什么。所以有时候我们可能从这很表面上，只是去表面上理解这些话而已。
So the beginning of understanding must be understanding of that which is appearing as no self, no one at all. Otherwise, it's the I who listening and understanding and so forth. The I is still there, but actually, from the very beginning, no self, no one. And we hear and listen to any word with the understanding of the way it is, not I, not self, on and on and on. Because there is a firm understanding of no one, no self, only different conditioned realities from moment to moment.
所以呢，智慧的累积的正确的开始，一开始就要知道，现在了解现在出现的呢，并都是无我的哦，是没有谁拥有他们的。这个很重要，这个如果不是这样子慢慢的累积坚定的了解呢，我们总是会认为是我在听，我在想。
So when citta is citta, citta is citta, rupa is rupa, there is no self, no I, no one at all.
所以当我们讲心是心，心所是心所，色法是色法的时候，它指的意思是没有人，没有谁。
So before listening to the teachings, it seems like one knows everything. But after hearing the right words of the teachings, there can be the beginning of understanding what ignorance is all day about everything which appears.
那么很多状况其实是可能肤浅的粗浅的以为了解了佛陀的话，但是如果真正了解佛陀的话，会开始看到一天之中无明有多深。
Is it clear about realities now so that we can go on later?
那么现在什么是实相，什么是法，清楚吗？在我们更多细节之前。
Vincent, I don't know if you caught the point that Ajahn mentioned when she said listening to anything which doesn't bring understanding of this moment is not the teaching of the Buddha. It means if one listens to something and people say it's a Buddha's teachings and it's about lots of details or lots of stories, but if it doesn't bring any understanding about what appears now, then it can't be said to be the teaching of the Buddha.
Right. I explained if it's not about understanding the reality now, it's not the Buddha's teaching. So, Sarah 是在提醒刚刚我好像有一段没有听清楚老师说的，就是你如果去听谁讲法，不管即使是他说是佛陀的话，可是你从来不是去了解现在的出现是什么法，这并不是佛陀的教导。也就是说，只要不是去了解现在有什么法在出现，它能够被了解，其实这并不是佛陀的教导。佛陀教导当然是因为了解的法才能够清醒。
And back to Dao Jun's original question about the difference between citta and soul, if there's any understanding of reality now, as Ajahn has been explaining for the last hour and more, then no question like this about citta and soul, because it's so clear that any reality arises and falls away, it's conditioned and is anatta. So no soul, no atta at all.
所以回到刚刚其实大壮提到的什么是心，那么和灵魂啊有什么关系，本质有什么不同，这也是老师刚刚一个多小时来讨论什么是心，什么是法，这些因缘和合，如果真的了解什么是法，那应该就会很清楚这些法不管是心哪个在什么地方的心，它生灭之后呢，升起就灭去了，它并不是一个灵魂哦。
As soon as there's any idea of soul, it's the idea of something lasting, So the opposite of the understanding of citta, cetasika, or rupa, of different realities, different dhatus, which arise and fall away instantly.
那么有灵魂呢？认为有灵魂，其实就是等于认为有一个持续的东西在那里哦。那么并没有了解这些心所设法的生灭。
See, what about what is there now? See, what is there now? Now.
所以现在呢？现在有什么？
现在就是法，就是各种各样的法在生灭。
Now, different dharmas arising and passing away.
Yes, but just one at a time. That's why the teaching is not clear as long as it is the direct awareness of only one with understanding. Because now there is touching, hardness appears, nothing is there at all. And that is so true that there is no world, no place, no thing, no self. The reality, what is real, is hardness, and that which experience it, that's all. Nothing more than that. But now it's not as that. It does not appear as that. So it's not clear enough to know what is there, because they are gone, everything, in split seconds. That's why I learn to understand different ones, so that there can be condition to be aware directly by conditions. This is the anatomist, firmer understanding of what appears must be uncontrollable. No one can make it arise, it's there. But just very short. So it's unknown because it's common all the time. That's why to understand the teachings from hearing is not enough. It has to bring about the direct awareness with understanding. Because usually in a day, reality appears for sure, hardness, touching, thinking, like or dislike. But it's gone. Each reality is gone, unknowingly all the time. So how there can be the clear understanding of that characteristic as not self until Panya develops on, and understand the difference between the Priyati and Patipatti from the very beginning. And the patipatti cannot be known until it's there by conditions.
那个老师这一段哈的重点其实是刚刚回答说现在有很多法在生灭嘛，老师说一次只有一个，所以这边的重点就开始了，就是我们从理智上去想，知道有很多法在生灭，跟四念住或正念升起呢，能够直接去经验法。当他升起去经验法，他一次只会有一个。那这两个有很重大的差别哦。在理智上我们去了解什么是佛法的解释的时候是 Pariyatti， 那么到你可以直接真正经验法的时候叫做 Patipatti。 老师举例说，比如说当你碰到硬的时候，东西是硬的时候，你如果只是碰到硬，大家都知道是硬啊，这个不是四念住，这不是正念。当正念知道硬的时候呢，那个时候那个世界就只有土元素，只有硬这个特征出现了，并没有什么东西是硬的，这个不会有任何这方面的概念。那么在这样子的经验之后呢，就会对无我的信心是更强更了解的，因为你会越清楚知道它是不受控的。正念突然升起的时候，那个世界突然就只是那个被经验的法而已。这个就是理智上 Pariyatti 跟直接可以经验 Patipatti 一个非常重要的区别啊。
So who knows better than oneself how much understanding is there? So it's not ignorance anymore, not knowing anything and just wanting to experience the truth. It's impossible. So that cannot be patibhati at will or try to do anything, but it's a highly developed panya which understands Pariyatti so clear that there is no one. Only that which understand and that which does not understand.
老师的意思是基本上是只有智慧可以知道智慧是多少哦。那么或者说我们只有知道自己的智慧是多少这样子。那我只是想要去经验真相是什么，只是想要让四念住升起来，这是不可能的。
So, it's time to answer, where are you now? Or not yet?
所以那是时候可以回答你在哪里吗？
It takes time, but it's so clear and right. Where are you now?
对你在哪里这个真相呢的了解的坚定呢是需要花时间的。那老师之前就是解释你可以回答你在哪里，但是你回答的时候你到底知不知道你在哪里，其实是每个人不一样的，要看大家累积的智慧怎么样。你在哪里呢？
The answer can be next week.
Uh-huh.
Where are you now?
下个星期或许还有这个问题。
In gratitude, your guidance stays.